That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Here we go for another episode of Save City of Heroes Radio. I am your host, formerly from the Virtue Server, Pogo Man. Or you call me Rich, either or. It's another beautiful Friday night. My co-host tonight, Tony V, is not here. He's running late. He should be here shortly. But I just want to say this. Black and blue, white and gold, pink and purple, orange and brown. Do we really give a rat's ass? Llamas on the run. Let's get to the real news, shall we? Let's get to those successor chapter updates. The successor game updates, I mean. Let's get to news about what's going on in our neck of the woods, our little corner of the universe, shall we? Do let's. So, it's been one of those weeks, hey, folks. I had a very good day today. The SUV passed inspection. It's good for another year on the road. I'm happy and content. Just found out earlier today the GoFundMe campaign for the CUH radio monitor replacement campaign has officially been completed. We raised the money, $150. Thank you to everybody who contributed. You guys are awesome. You guys rock. Absolutely. Without a doubt. So, and I'm just checking here while I'm talking about the GoFundMe. I'm checking on the Kickstarter for Massively Overpowered. As you know, they have 7 days left. And they have 1,516 backers, and they've already raised $68,780 of the $50,000 pledge. So they are, it's been completed. We're just waiting until next week when it will become official, and they are done and good to go and rock on. Better than ever. And I'm just signing into something here. I'm on the new PC, folks, again. I forgot to sign into Kickstarter. There we go. All right. This project was, it will be funded in March, Friday, March 6th. That's next week. I can't believe it's March already. Or it's going to be March. Yes, Sunday it's going to be March. And don't forget, daylight savings. We got to kick our clocks ahead 1 hour. There it is. Tony's logging in now. Very cool, very cool. He shall be here momentarily. Just waiting for him to do his thing. And he will be here, so we'll wait for all the other news that's not fit to print, because I'm just going to talk about it here. Anyway, so those people who are into baseball, your pitchers and catchers have reported to camps already. NFL news, they had the combine last week, counting down the days until the NFL draft to see what rookies, what new upstarts will please, delight, or maybe disgust and make you cry going, why did they pick that guy? But enough about that. You don't want to hear about sports. You want to hear about this good stuff. So, ladies and gentlemen, let me bring him on. The man, the myth, the legend behind the Titan Network himself, the one and only Tony V.
Howdy.
Hey, yeah, Tony, how is it, brother?
Oh, okay. If my voice is a little hoarse and my sound stopped up, it's because I'm still, you know how it is, man. I had the flu a couple of weeks ago.
And yes.
I am still trying to shake off the last vestiges of it. So
get your flu shot, kids.
Cause...
Yeah, I missed mine. So, winter storm watch for the East Coast again? All I saw was warm. I saw 40-degree weather. For this Sunday. Now I'm going to have to go check the local weather. Hold on. I'm checking the local weather. Change, and it's going to be traffic. It's a commercial. It's weather. I'll keep talking because I need a few seconds for it to give the update. Yes, I know how cold it is outside right now. So how's weather? I heard yesterday Shreveport got a dusting of snow. And Louisiana, they got Alabama. They got 8 inches of snow yesterday.
Hey, it happens.
I know. I can't believe what is going on with the weather. Is this global warming, or is global warming just a myth?
Well, I prefer to call it climate change.
Well, that's what I think.
Otherwise, you get stuff like senators bringing snowballs into Congress to prove that global warming's a hoax. But no, it's all part of, you know, that we have that polar vortex. Which,
yeah,
by the way, the best name of a weather system ever, just for the record.
You know, I remember when I first heard that, and I saw on every City of Heroes thread on Facebook, damn it, I want to name a character that.
Well.
Oh, okay, yes.
You had your chance, folks.
You had your chance. I wonder if in Champions Online anybody did that. Okay, it's going to be unseasonably cold for Saturday. And now they're doing, because I'm on the island, they're doing the wave reports and the high tides.
When is it seasonably that cold anyway?
Actually, I've heard them say it's in the norm. They will say it's in the normal weather pattern or it's seasonable.
Well, it's supposed to stay above. We're supposed to get below freezing like early in the morning, but it's supposed to be really cold out here. It's supposed to be 27 at about 9 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Oh, yay! Tomorrow morning at 6:30, it's going to be 9 degrees here.
But then it's going to get up, and we shouldn't be below freezing after about noon tomorrow.
Okay, so this is what they're saying now. Sunday, 31. Monday, 37. Tuesday, 38. Wednesday, 48, but rain. And then Thursday, 42, and a little bit of rain. And 43, sunny and 43, or partly cloudy.
See, we're supposed to get up to, like, 70 on Wednesday.
Mm. Well, that's the weather we have down there.
Thursday, it's supposed to get up to 83. Wow. Mm. I
think we'll do the show from your house.
But it does say 70 on Wednesday, or Wednesday.
Methinks I need to visit you. You play Munchkin and do the show live from your house.
Oh my God, wouldn't that be cool? Oh jeez, boot to the door, man.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's the Light Brothers. I give up. Just bump me down to level one and be done.
Oh God, yes. I think I know what you're talking about. I've gone through all the cards of Munchkin. I have Munchkin 1, so.
How are you?
I'm doing okay. It's been an okay day here. I was saying earlier, my SUV passed inspection this morning.
Okay, listen, I don't want to get into a lot of controversy and fighting on the air, but I just got to know, man.
Oh, God. Oh, I already said, if it's about the dress, I already said we're not talking about that here. I said, leave that at the door. Okay, you want to know what my answer is? Black, blue, white, gold. It's pink and purple. How about that?
It's
is
white.
Is that what you're
going to
bring up?
It's
black
white
and
gold.
It's pink and purple.
These blue and black people, dude, they're now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that the original dress is not blue and black. Maybe it is.
Right.
I'm just saying, in that photograph, with the lighting the way it is, and whatever filter or white balance or f-stop or, n-stop or QLXC58 setting they used, I'm telling you, that dress is white and gold in the picture.
They scientifically explained it, and it's something to do with the surrounding shading. If you have a darker shading in the – I forget what they said. It was something like if it's a lighter shading, it will make the color look lighter. And if it's the darker shading, the dress will appear darker.
But see, I split it out using GIMP or Photoshop or something like that. You can actually split out the colors and look at them individually. And I'm like, I don't know how anybody can look at that. It's a bluish white, granted. I'm not saying it's like pure white, like 255, 255, 255 white. But it's definitely blue tinted. People are passionate. And I've seen posts from people who are like, oh, yeah, it's white and gold. And then 30 minutes later, they'll post like, oh, my God, what happened? Now it's not white and gold anymore. It's blue and black.
I think it depends what picture you're looking at.
I had that happen.
But where did this all start? Wait, where did this all start, though?
I don't know. But I was at work today. I showed it to the people at work, and we were split 50-50. I had myself and my boss insisting it's white and gold. We don't know where you're getting blue and black from. And then I had two of my coworkers were swearing up and down. I don't know where you're getting white and gold from. It's obviously blue and black. And then I had one by the end of the day saying, it's white and gold now. Did you change the picture? I'm like, no, it's the same picture. And they're like, well, that's really weird. So I don't know. It's just, what can you do?
I had it before. I should have saved the link for the show. It's something about... the lighting or the shade surrounding shading.
Talking about that article on Wired, I'm sure.
Yes, I think that's what it is. Yes, and Steve posted something about no capes, referring to the joke about Madonna last night. She wore a cape on stage, and look what happened to her.
Yeah, but she's Madonna. She can get away with that.
The thing was, she got right back up again and kept singing. She didn't lose a beat.
You know why? Because she's Madonna, man. I mean, come on.
She was lip syncing. She was lip syncing. That's why she didn't miss a beat.
No, I doubt that. I mean, you know, this isn't, you know, this isn't your inexperienced
performer.
Yeah, American Idol contestant out there. I mean, this is freaking Madonna, man. When you've been in the business and doing this stuff as long as Madonna has, it's like, oh, yeah, I fell down on stage, you know, must be a Tuesday, you know, like the Buffy episode. Dawn's in trouble, must be a Tuesday.
Yeah, yeah. So did you hear the good news?
Dude, that's really harsh, man. I really loved Leonard Nimoy. How dare you?
Wait, hold on. I'm getting there. No, the COH Radio Monitor Replacement Fund, the GoFundMe campaign, was successful. Somebody's puppy, who I used to know from the rookery, he was nice enough, very nice enough. He donated $70, which was the last $70 we needed. So the monitor has been funded.
Cool.
And Steve will be getting his check this
week. What's the link to that? I lost the link to that at some point, but I did make a donation.
Yes, I know. Thank you so much, sir. I appreciate it. I am looking at the monitor right now. I will put it in the chat again.
The new monitor?
Yes, the new monitor, yes. There you go.
Did you get more of the... Oh, it just hit 150 right on the head, huh?
Yep. Yeah, I think that's all it does, right? Or it could go over or...
I don't know. I think GoFundMe. I guess you could set it either way. Congratulations, man.
Thank you much. I don't know who
Juan Zapatel is, but I think he's a Facebook friend of mine.
Yes, he is. He was he was Cienfuegos on the rookery on the City of Hero forums.
Well, thank you, Juan.
Thank you, Swain, or puppy.
Juan.
I know he is.
And Andrew White, thank you very much for that will be Magma Fist.
Yeah, oh, okay, right. I will say thank you, Juan Zapatel, Andrew White, Tony Vasquez, and Mike Bradford. Who's Mike Bradford? Mike Bradford, thank you.
Wasn't he the guy on Scrubs?
I don't think it was saying Mike Bradford.
No, I'm just kidding. That was Zach Bradford.
I never watched Scrubs, I'm sorry.
Oh, dude, I love that show. Do you have Netflix? I wonder if it's on Netflix.
Oh, okay. Steve says he turned it off when it hit 50. Okay, when he hit the 150, so.
Ah. Well, thanks, Steve, for coordinating that effort. And congratulations, Rich, on the new monitor. I hope you enjoy it thoroughly.
I do. It's fantastic. I love it. And thank you, Steve, for doing all this for me, man. That's awesome.
Steve's a stand-up guy.
Yeah. And, okay, as Tony said, the sad news.
Dude.
Okay, I had it here before. I don't know what happened to it. I had a Leonard Nimoy passed away in his home this morning at the age of 83.
Yes, he did.
There it is. He lived long and prospered.
The good news, though, is they are planning on bringing him back in the sequel. So just keep an ear out for that.
We'll
get news on that in a few days.
Did they start filming the scenes or...
That was sort of a bad taste joke because of the Star Trek.
Or are they going to bring him to the planet with the Genesis Project?
Yeah, the Genesis Project. No, I mean, I really feel bad. And I tell you what, Leonard Nimoy, here's the thing about Leonard Nimoy, and I posted this on Facebook, and, you know, I'm under no illusion that his family will read it, but I wish they would, you know, take comfort in knowing that there are millions of people worldwide that are, you know, absolutely devastated at the loss here. But, you know, when I was growing up, I remember when I got into Star Trek, because when I was a kid, I mean, Star Trek started filming, what, in 1967, I think? And I was born in 71. So, you know, I was already, like, Star Trek was done and gone by the time I was born. But I got to tell you, man, when I was a kid, I could not have been less interested in Star Trek. I mean, it just did not make my radar until I got to be kind of a young teenager. And I distinctly remember this because when I was a little kid, I was big time into, you know, the Star Wars and Buck Rogers and, you know, the lasers, you know, pew, pew, pew.
Yep. Oh, yeah, we
and
all were.
Star Trek is not a kid's show. I mean, yeah, it's got some cheesy alien, and by today's standards, it looks a little dated and, you know, a little, some would call it cheesy, but It's still not a kid's show, because right. kids will undoubtedly be extraordinarily bored by, you know, the in-depth sort of serious plot lines that are part of the show. So it didn't really make my radar until I was a young teenager. But when I found it, it's one of those things that when I found it, oh, dude, it hit hard. And I was big time. I mean, it's like over the course of a week, I became like this hardcore Star Trek fan. It used to come on. They'd show two episodes back to back in syndication on our local CBS station. And I had a little, right. we had a little black and white TV. I'd sit in front of our little black and white TV and watch two episodes of Star Trek back to back. And I was really into it, and I went to some conventions, and I watched the movies, and so I sort of, and the thing about Spock and Leonard Nimoy in particular, Spock was always my favorite character, because, you know, like probably a lot of people who are City of Heroes and kind of geeky people, I was the nerd in my school, you know? I mean, even among right. my friends, I was the nerdiest of my nerdy friends. And so I really kind of related to Spock, because Spock was sort of the standoff, you know, he was the odd man out, you know?
Right, yes.
You had Kirk and McCoy were the humans. You had Scotty, and, you know, they're all kind of laughing it up, and they have their goofy little scenes and everything. And then you have Spock, who's always sort of calculated and logical and extraordinarily intelligent, and they used to kind of poke fun at him. And so I sort of related to that, because I was a geek. And the thing about Spock, he was sort of my role model, because no matter how much they picked on him, you know, he always had that air of quiet competence, you know? It's like no matter right. how much they picked on him, no matter how bad things got, it's like when the chips are down, you call Spock. because he's the man. And Leonard Nimoy, the thing about Leonard Nimoy is that had he not played that role as well as he had, it would have been an utter disaster, because as the role was written, anybody else in that role, it would have just been so easy to play Spock as like a robot. And Spock was not a robot. And when you watch Leonard Nimoy play it, the thing that's so brilliant about it is he plays Spock as this really kind of cold, calculated, logical person. But he played him, you could tell he has stuff going on in that head of his. He does have emotions. Just oh, yeah. because he doesn't show them, he still has them, and they affect him very deeply. And anybody else except Leonard Nimoy would have totally screwed up that role, but he nailed it perfectly. And so I was a huge Leonard Nimoy fan. I went to see him. Actually, he came to Birmingham when I lived over there in February of 1988. I remember the date I saw him, February 8th, 1988. He did a talk out at UAB, which actually is my alma mater. But he did a talk at UAB, and I went with a buddy of mine who was also big time into Star Trek. I mean, we had a great time. We got a little brochure. I was desperately hoping he would give out autographs, but he didn't do it, so I don't have his autograph. That's a little bit of a disappointment. But he told some great stories. I mean, he was up there for several hours telling stories about Star Trek and you know, his life on stage and some of his director stuff he was doing. And of course, he also wrote some poetry. And so, I mean, Leonard Nimoy was the man. He was my childhood idol. And, I mean, for several years as Halloween, I had a blue shirt with the science logo on it. And I had the little ears and a little fake black wig. So I would dress up as Spock for Halloween. And so I really, really, when I heard the news today, and I got to tell you, when I heard the news that he had been admitted to the hospital last week with severe chest pains, right. I hate to say this because it sounds kind of bad, but I was thinking, That dude, he just doesn't have a lot. He doesn't have a lot of time left. He's already on kind of borrowed time, because they're all getting old. I mean, my God, he's 83. So I was thinking he probably doesn't have much time left. But then when I heard the news today, I was like, that's pretty devastating. And he was really active. I mean, right up until last Thursday. I mean, you remember the video he made with Zachary Quinto, the ad? It's hilarious. Oh, yeah. He did the video, the music video.
Think I saw that video. Talk. I saw a different video they did. I didn't see a music video.
And he had the cameos in the reboot, you know, the first and second.
You know what's fun? I still haven't seen the second movie of the reboot.
Oh, it's out on Netflix and Amazon Prime. If you have any of the streaming services, you should be able to see it.
I will check it out this week before next week's show. Speaking of next week's show, ever so quickly, we're going to do a show Thursday night, right? 8:30 to 10 instead of Friday.
It's going to be a special night.
Yes. Just one week
only.
That's
how they pitch it on TV when
they
do it.
It's a special night. One night earlier.
On a special night.
On a very special Thursday night episode.
On a very special Thursday night episode.
We're just doing an episode.
Tony, talk about
stuff.
Issues affecting children today. You will not want to miss this episode.
What is he saying? COPD killer is not the heart, it's the septic infection from fluids in the lungs.
My dad had lung problems throughout his life. He was a really heavy smoker, and he quit smoking in the 90s. But I mean, he had to have a lung transplant, and he had emphysema really bad. He was on oxygen for years and years, and so I imagine. And it's one of those things that, you know, if you can't breathe, that's about as bad as it gets.
Oh yeah.
So I feel sorry for Leonard Nimoy. I mean, I know he must have gone through a lot with COPD, but I was still really heartbroken this morning when I saw the news. So, but Godspeed, Leonard Nimoy.
Yes.
You know, what can you say? He's a cultural icon.
He is.
There's not much more you can aspire to or achieve than to be a cultural icon that everybody knows. Everybody knows who he is. I don't care about it. Even if you hate Star Trek, even if you hate science fiction, even if you hate movies and TV shows completely, everybody knows who Spock is.
Because think about it. He was in the original TV show. He made a couple of appearances on The Next Generation. He made two appearances in the two new movies.
Dude, when he was on The Next Generation, that was a BFD to me. I remember, oh my God, I was so excited when I heard that he was going to be on The Next Generation, sitting there, and I was so plastered to my TV. And it was a two-part episode, Unification.
I know, yes.
Two-part episode. And I mean, I was glued to the TV, absolutely transfixed by Leonard Nimoy being on The Next Generation.
Oh, my God.
You know,
awesome.
DeForest Kelly made a cameo appearance in the first episode, Encounter at Farpoint.
Yes, he did, yes.
And eventually they did have Jimmy Doohan did Relics.
Yeah, I was going to say, they did have, yep, they had James Doohan. I'm trying to remember all the original cast. And technically they even had William Shatner, but he was in the movie Generations. Well, then again, all of them, I think pretty much almost all of them were, except Uhura.
And you know what? I mentioned this today, too. Of all the big three, and even if you throw Scotty in there, William Shatner, Leonard Nimoy, DeForest Kelly, and Jimmy Doohan. Of those four, William Shatner, he's the only one who's still around, and he's the only one whose character actually died on screen in the.
That's
in
true.
The,
that's right.
Jesus. So
that's
maybe
right.
There's a little bit of a weird coincidence going on there.
Yeah. Well, let's see. He's alive. He's alive. Chekhov is still alive. Sulu and Uhura.
Yes, we still have Kirk, Uhura, Sulu, and Chekhov. Walter Koenig, by the way, is his name.
Yes. Well, I am. Yes.
And by the way, I have his autograph. I have George Takei's autograph, and I have Jimmy Doohan's.
I just have George Takei's. The 1 year, I'm trying to remember. No, somebody else I was thinking of. No, they weren't there that year. Never mind. One of my friends, though, he went to, you know, I talk about the icon all the time. The 1 year he went, I think I went to it, but I was doing some gaming thing with some friends all weekend. And I never made it over to the celebrities. I did that and a little bit of some of the comic book panels. And I never made it over to the celebrity track where they were signing. And my friend, he always stayed at the hotel. And you know, he only lives like 25 minutes away from the place. He just stayed at the hotel. He said it was easier for him. They could just pack up, bring what he needed. You know, he took the shuttle over. And that night at the bar, a bunch of people were hanging out, and he was down there drinking.
George Takei?
Jimmy Doohan.
Oh, Jimmy.
He was sitting there, and he was telling jokes and doing accents, and he was sitting at the bar.
He was a super nice guy.
Oh, yeah, and he had people cracking up. He was down there for like 2 or 3 hours, they said. They were hanging. He was hanging out.
He had a baby girl when he was 80 years old, too.
Good Lord. God bless him. Well, there you go.
So he was quite a character. He was a war hero, too. A lot of people don't know that. He was shot 6 times in World War II. In the chest. Well, at least he took, I think, two or four to the chest.
Hmm.
And one blew his finger off. That's why he was missing a finger.
That's right. I think you remember. I think you said that. You told me about this.
I mean, he was a very, very illustrious guy. I mean. But anyway. So, yeah, we lost a cultural icon today, and that's always hard. I remember when DeForest Kelly died. I was really heartbroken over that because McCoy was one of my favorites. And, you know, William Shatner, I mean, he's the same age as Leonard Nimoy. I mean, they were literally born 4 days apart. So I got to, you know, God help him. I hope he lives to be 180. But we'll see how that goes. He seems to be pretty active, though, and out there.
Oh, he's quite active, yes.
And
he is quite active. Matter of fact, he was on...
He's on that show Boston Legal for a while.
Well, I was going to say, on the Late Late Show, he's good friends with Craig Ferguson. And he was on, I think like 2 weeks before his last show, William Shatner paid a visit.
But I tell you the thing about William Shatner. I don't mean to diss William Shatner here, but every time I've seen him, whether it's been on a show or whether it's been like at a convention or whatever, every time I've seen William Shatner, it's like he deliberately puts on this persona, you know?
Of?
it's like you don't really have a sense of what William Shatner is really like, because every time he's out in public, he's like playing this character, this William Shatner character. And Leonard Nimoy wasn't like that. I mean, when you saw Leonard Nimoy in an interview, it's kind of like you got a sense of what Leonard Nimoy was probably really like, you know?
I got you. Maybe
now, like
thinks...
I said, no disrespect to William Shatner, because if you're famous and people instantly recognize you like that, to some degree you have to kind of do that to insulate yourself and stay sane. But still, I don't know. It's, and I'm not complaining because it's his right, you know. It's a very demanding public. It's like he doesn't have to let us know what he's really like. But,
No, but I think it's good when they always do, you know, it was a character I played, this is the real, I like when they do that, so. But I have heard that about Shatner. He puts on a front.
But, you know. Well.
Oh, well, what are you going to, you know. You know, it's shocking. I don't remember the last time I've seen the old Star Trek show on TV.
I don't even know who has the rights to it now. You know, Sci-Fi Channel had rights for a while, but I'm sure they've lost it by now.
They had to, because I remember they would always do, like, every year about the 4th, right around, not on the 4th of July, but around the 4th of July, they would do, like, at least a 1 or 2 day marathon or a weekend marathon. And I haven't seen anything from them in ages on that one. I haven't seen anybody have anything with that.
You can watch full episodes out on CBS.com.
Oh, okay.
It's also on Hulu. I'm sure most of the online streaming services probably have it. I don't know where you'd see it, like on television. You know what I'd like to see is I'd like to see the animated series.
Yeah, I've never seen it as a kid, kind of, but I don't remember. I remember seeing it as a kid, but that was it. And I don't remember much about it because I was like 4 years old, I think, when I saw it. Oh, hold on one second. Hold on one second. Hold on. Sorry about that.
Friday, Saturday night, Sci-Fi. Well, there you go. I guess maybe Sci-Fi Channel does still have it.
What?
Star Trek.
On Friday? Really?
Is that the original series or the Next Generation? I've seen that. In fact, you know who carries Next Generation these days, which is kind
BBC,
of a head scratcher to me. Yeah,
BBC,
BBC
America.
America, BBC
yeah.
BBC America carries the Next Generation. It's like
BBC
really?
Because BBC didn't have the rights to it. I think they just got it, and that's why they show
it
on BBC America.
I
find
guess,
it weird that they're showing on BBC
of course,
America.
Patrick
like,
Stewart is British, so I guess that would
that's
sort of
true.
Make.
But it's kind
and
of
I
weird.
Think
it's like
Marina Sirtis. I think she is too, isn't she?
I think she is.
Yes. Yes, she was born in London.
Okay, it says here, I just typed in Star Trek series online. It says, watch Star Trek, the original series online at Hulu, which I have. So, I'm just going to hit the button and see what happens. Yeah, it has all 79 episodes.
Yeah, I'm gonna watch Galileo 7. That's the Spock episode to watch.
Okay.
That and wasn't he also? Oh crap! What's the name of the episode where they all got the Deadly Years? Yeah, I think that's another good Spock episode to watch.
Oh, where they all started aging?
Yeah, and Spock had to. You know, at Spock had a few episodes where it's like, you know, people didn't give him a lot of, Galileo 7 is actually one of my favorite episodes. And for those of you who might be listening who don't remember it, that's the one where the shuttlecraft landed on the planet and they couldn't take back off and the atmosphere was, you know, ionized or whatever, so the transporter couldn't beam them up and the creatures were attacking the shuttlecraft and the creatures were killing off the crewmen one by one and Spock was in charge. And so the crew got to the point where they were almost, you know, ready to kind of mutiny against Spock because they kind of lost faith in his leadership ability. And so he had to kind of had to prove himself, you know, even though he was by rank, of course, their leader, but he sort of right. had to win their trust and confidence. And to me, that was such a great episode. I mean, I like that one even more than the ones where he got all emotional and stuff. Because to me, that was just like... That to me was like, okay, Spock is like this real character, you know, that it just made him really real to me, you know, that he had to go through this trial by fire, you know, to earn the respect of his crewmates. And he did, of course.
Oh, and just to let you know really quickly, 22 episodes of the animated series are on Hulu Plus.
I will watch them tonight because you know he did yes. He did the voice in that also.
Yes. Now I have a question about the animated series for you. Wasn't there one crew member who was human and then they replaced him with a weird alien type guy?
I think there was an alien crew member on there, but I can't remember. I don't think they replaced a human, but
okay, because I just remember seeing him, and it was weird. Like they showed a. And then they overplaced him with that. I thought the human changed in the alien or something like that. It was really weird.
Yeah, there was like a cat girl.
Okay, but like I said, I remember that, like I was really little when I saw this. So, wow, Space 1999 is on here too.
Like wow, episodes of.
I didn't know this. On Hulu Plus, they also have two seasons of Space 1999. The
that
original.
Was a great show.
They only had the first. Though they had 24 episodes of Battlestar Galactica. Wow. Entire Deep Space Nine. Four seasons of Star Trek Enterprise. And I'm going to skip Voyager because I really didn't care for that show. I think that killed me.
The animated series introduces a three-legged alien member of the bridge crew with a long neck named Arix or Arix.
Yes.
I don't know.
That's what I'm thinking of. Yes. That's what I was thinking of. Oh well.
List of characters, though.
I have to watch and figure out what happened.
But yeah, Leonard Nimoy did the voice of Spock on the animated series as well.
Very cool.
Have you watched that show, Star Trek Continues?
I saw part of it. I heard about. You know what it was? I was getting it confused with Again, I was at Icon the 1 year. We were waiting to see Harlan Ellison and Peter David do like a 2-hour talk. And if you ever get the chance, you've got to see both these guys in action together. They're best friends, and it's friggin' hilarious. And they were showing this, fan-made Star Trek thing. Like, it was supposed to be, and we're just sitting there like, oh my God, this is horrible. It was like the worst acting you've ever seen. You know, you knew that they were using the green screen, the blue screen, whatever screen, but it was just the acting, it was, and the plot was just so god-awful. I remember I was sitting next to a British gentleman. He goes, bloody fucking hell, I've seen better acting out of a bowl of split pea soup.
Well, if you haven't watched Star Trek Continues, I think they have 3 episodes now.
Okay, and that's the one with
the
it's basically...
The first one's kind of cheesy, but give it a chance, because the second and third one are actually really good.
Who are you beaming?
Oh, I'm on the Star Trek Continues website. They've got it in the...
Can you post the link? This is the one where it's the same characters but new actors, right? And it's been made recently. Because I have heard they're doing a very good job with it, I've heard.
Yeah, the first one I didn't care for, because Kirk was very... un-Kirk-like, but the other two though, oh my God, man! But I will give them this. There's the link to it.
Thank you.
I will give them this though. I mean, the sets are and the props and the uniforms and the and the style of filming, the direction of the show. You know, like the director. It is just phenomenal how uncanny it is, like the original series. I mean, it's like they nailed it. I mean, the sets are perfect, and like I said, the shots, the uniforms, the props, the makeup, the hair, I'm telling you, they nailed it. Second
and
third episodes are very good.
Oh, I like the Mirror Universe. I love when they do episodes in the Mirror Universe.
Well, you'll like that third episode.
I see that.
And,
yeah.
And they just did a Kickstarter not too long ago, and it succeeded. So they're gonna do 2 or 3 more episodes.
Cool.
But they even have some of the. I mean, like in the first episode, they have the guy who played Adonis in the or Apollo in the Who Mourns for Adonis episode, original episode. They have him. And in the second episode, they've got Lou Ferrigno.
Really? Okay, I have a question here. On the bottom,
yeah.
It says Behind the Mirror, Part 1, Part 2, and Part 3. So what is that from?
Oh, that's probably, I don't know. I think it's probably like a behind-the-scenes video.
Oh, okay. And how long is each episode?
It's the length of an original episode. It's about an hour long.
Okay, I'll have to check them out this weekend also. Definitely next weekend, because okay, the reason we're doing the show Thursday, not Friday, is I'm finally getting some pain block shots for the first time in a long time.
Yay!
Thank you, yes. And usually we did the show, we were done by 9 o'clock. Well, let me tell you, those last 15 minutes, I was starting to feel like the after effects of the anesthesia, and I was just feeling very groggy and just like, oh God, can I BS my way through the last 15 minutes? Well, it's 9:10 now. We're only not even halfway through the show. So I don't think you want me sitting here being comatose for the last hour of the show, of a 90-minute show.
Probably not. Why, are you about to go comatose?
No. I'm saying with on the shots next week, because they give me some anesthesia that stays in me for a few days, and it's just, you know, just some weird stuff. So that's all. That's why I'd like to switch the show next week. So just because I haven't had, like, when I was on it on a regular basis, I did get used to it. But I remember the one time I was on it, I had a shot, and it was a new guy who, a new anesthesiologist. And Sue said, yeah, I said, oh my God, I'm so sorry about last night. I think I was out of it the last half hour. She goes, yeah, I noticed you got really quiet after a while.
Well, you know, if I'm ever around, just shout out and I can BS with the best of them.
Very cool. Thank you. All right. So.
All right.
With
so,
that being said, I don't know.
It's a little depressing reading Facebook, though. I always hate it when, when some beloved star dies, like when Robin Williams died. I mean, one thing.
Oh, man.
I mean, I understand everybody's, and I do it myself too, so I'm not complaining about people doing it. But it's really depressing because, like, for at least, you know, 2 or 3 days, it's like all you see on Facebook are constant reminders that, oh, this beloved person died.
Mm. Well, what I love was World of Warcraft. They paid nice homage to him. There was, like, a genie character, and they replaced it to make it look more like Robin Williams. And they based it, because he played the game, too. World of Warcraft. So it was kind of based off of his Aladdin character. I don't have the picture for it, but I think that's what they did with it. So oh, okay, Steve has asked me a question. It's not that router. It turned out my stepdad and my stepbrother finally went over to the cable company and they got a router that's actually 3 times better than that router. So I still have in the box. I want to talk to you about it this week.
Yay.
So, I don't know. I don't know if I should set it up and put it on the other side of the room and just hope that it works in here or... I don't know. But I was looking at the stats, and the new router is like at least 2 or 3 times more powerful than the one I have here. And then I got yelled at. Because, like, we never set it up. Well, that's your fault. Like, you told me not to set it up. it was just funny listening to them argue. I just walked into the room.
So, do we have any City of Heroes news? I don't know of
yes.
any good City of Heroes nuggets we have.
Heroes and Villains, I have something. And maybe if... All right, let me start with Valiance, this first of all. Let's see. I'm trying to see here. They mentioned something yesterday that the new Mac client is uploading and will be available shortly. Look for the folder named 02-26-2014-REV1369. Earlier this week, they said they're still looking for 3D character artists and 3D environmental artists. Gameplay programmers wanted. Be on the team implementing missions, zones, non-player characters, and other content. And they're looking for a community manager wanted. You must have professional experience in this or related area. I guess they found a writer already. I don't have experience, otherwise I would have jumped on it. But and, of course, earlier this week, the server is up and patched and running this week. And they also mentioned updates to character models, animations, and controller environment, PvP, and camera fixes. And they added enemies and new sci-fi buildings. Oh, but sadly, for all this new character appearance customization, they had to wipe all characters.
Oops. Wow.
So, well, you know, it's a beta. It's a test server. What do you expect? I don't, you know, don't take anything permanent on the test server. I mean, I remember I was allowed in the beta testing for City of Villains. And you remember when you first got there? Was it Port Oaks or Mercy Island? When you first get there and you jump off, you're in that long platform. There's a trainer there and the first mission person. Well, in the beta, they had people standing in a line, in a row. And each one of them was a specific store. Like one was a magic store, a mutant store, a science store, you know, each one of them. And then when it went live, you didn't have that there. And we were joking around going, hey, where are those guys? So, you know, for beta, they made everything more convenient, you know, just so you could test everything. Although I think it was funny, the last night, the very last night of City, was it the last night? Yes, or was like one of the last nights. They had the devs on as like Statesman and all that, and we were joking like Statesman ran up to me and one shot me. It was awesome, and I'm laughing like son of a bitch. I was playing a match. He ran right past all my pets and he just punched me. But it took 2 shots. He had to 2-shot me. So we thought that was funny, but Anyway, guys, it's alpha. I don't even think it's beta. It's alpha testing, right?
For Valiant, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, take it. Don't get attached to your characters there. Just go in there. Enjoy what you're doing. Have fun with it.
Or else.
Or else. Okay. But I do have some heroes and villains news. Their weekly updates I can give you right now. How about update number 116? Let's see here. This week, we've done some more coding work on the revised UI, but we've run into a small issue with loading data for some of the windows. Certain windows that contain significant amounts of data cause a slight stutter when they're opened. It's not a major problem, but it's something that we do want to try and fix. One of the solutions that we've been considering is to load the problematic data at an alternative point, such as when a player first logs into the game, so that the data will then be preloaded when the player comes to the point of opening the windows. We've also arrived at a layout for the in-game map that we're very happy with. It uses the updated style of the UI, but still blends it with the older style to create the look that we're after. It's also been set up to be functional and intuitive, so that players won't need to spend time trying to figure out what they're looking at, or how to use it to travel in the directions that they want to go in. As the map is only for Titan City right now, it's likely that we'll need to make a few adjustments to it once the game expands to other parts of Earth and the multiverse beyond. But the basic style layout, as it is now, is the final one. Have a heroic film this weekend, the heroes and villains team. And that's your update. And I checked earlier for City of Titans, and they don't have an update this week. And I think they're only going to do one every 2 weeks, and we just read the one last week. So we shall have to wait. But if you want something neat to look at, I do have some updates from the comic book world and video game world. Batman Arkham Knight has a new trailer out, which I will put in the chat now. Let's see here. And if you would like, also, you could look at this. This is a funny one. It's Batman Arkham Asylum Honest Game Trailer. Sorry, I'm just seeing a message. All right, let's see here. And that's the second one. I'm sorry about that, guys. I was just posting some chats here, some links. Come on, work with me here. Oh, I think I hit the wrong button. Oh, okay. Hold on. Sorry. I don't know what's going on here. I'm trying to... Oh, wait. Sorry. Somebody's asking me to post the link for them, to give them the link, and I'm trying to get it to them. And... Okay, there we go. Got it. I'm sorry about that. Okay, and Steve says NCSoft and Nexon are still fighting.
Yay!
Let them fight.
I mean, aw.
Well, the way it stands right now with NCSoft, maybe it'd be better if Nexon does take over.
All I know is I don't like the status quo, so I'll just leave it at that.
Okay. And the status quo of NCSoft, you mean?
The status quo being the game is shut down.
Yes, quite.
So, you know, hopefully we will...
Go ahead, I'm sorry, go ahead.
You never know what the vicissitudes of fortune shall bring, so...
I have a neat thing from the comic book world to discuss, and it's Batman related.
Uh-oh.
This past week? All right, it's issue 39 of Catwoman. And believe it or not, you find out, it's actually this week, it came out this week, Catwoman 39, they revealed that Selina Kyle is bisexual.
Shocking.
Yes. Well, they've always hinted at it, you know what I mean? There's always been innuendo, you know what I mean? You're always hoping, but they actually confirmed it this week. And she was seen kissing this character, Aiko Hasegawa. And Hasegawa has taken the mantle Catwoman in recent months because Catwoman, or Selina herself, has taken on the role of a crime boss. So actually what they said was she sported around with it, often quite literally, for years now. For me, this is the comic writer Genevieve Valentine says she sported around with it, often quite literally, for years now, she wrote. For me, this wasn't a revelation so much as a confirmation. However, fans who like her flirtation with Batman will not be let down, according to Valentine. She said, please be sure that Selina's long-standing connection to Batman has not been forgotten. That is not how bisexuality or humanity works, she wrote. Says here, Valentine has been building toward this moment in the comic storyline and saw the character of Aiko as a good opportunity to establish Catwoman's sexuality once and for all. And says here, in 2004, Catwoman was awarded a GLAAD Media Award for its portrayal of the character Holly Robinson as openly gay. And, of course, Batwoman was reintroduced as a lesbian character in 2006. And says here, her series is coming to an end soon. So, there you go. Take that news and let me see. And let's see here. Okay. Steve posted a.
I was just reading that. That's interesting. I'm trying to kind of figure out how this fits into the universe of.
You want
yeah,
me to read
Steve
that? Yeah,
Steve posted for those. Yeah, those. Listening,
okay.
It's Lezin. I don't know how you say that. Lezin?
Lezin? Okay.
Aims to boost comic book industry. And it's an article in the Korea Herald. Unlike in the U.S. or Japan, comic books in Korea have not been considered materials that can fuel creativity and imagination. Parents have discouraged their kids from reading comic books, let alone from becoming comic book artists and writers, as they often lead a poor life. Well, that's a little depressing.
No. Maybe that's what they make over there.
I won't sit here and read the whole thing, but I mean, it gets interesting down here where it's a tech startup basically trying to change the impression of that. And it says the tech startup, whose strategic investors and partners include NCSoft, an online PC game developer, and TVN, CG, you know, cable channel operator, adopted a freemium business model for its platform. So apparently NCSoft is getting into the comic book business in Korea. Seriously?
Well, you know what? You know what would have helped them a lot? Gee, if they only had this online role-playing game where you can play a superhero. Oh, wait, they had that. They closed it down.
Really?
Good
well, that
Lord.
That was probably not a wise business decision.
That was
I would think that would not fit within the strategic long-term direction of the company.
I would think it's the most stupidest thing to ever do, ever. I'm sorry. What?
No, I'm just sitting here thinking of stuff like, well, you know, I don't know. Eating a brick would be really stupid, but.
Well, the game was still making them a lot of money. Why would you close a game down that's still making you a lot of money? And then keep two games open that you're losing money on. Okay. Oh, technology and content should go hand in hand. Good Lord. You know, nothing for nothing. I bet you they could have done a few comic books based off of City of Heroes and made a lot of money off of it.
Oh, I'm sure they probably could.
Well, they could have back then, you know.
I don't know. You know, at one time, what's his name, licensed the property for Which I'm not sure that was ever a serious offer, you know.
What was that about the offers? I'm sorry.
No, there was at one time there was a bunch of talk going around that who was it that licensed the City of Heroes? I'm looking it up. Tom DeSanto, that's who did
it. Okay.
The producer of the Transformers film acquired the option to make movies and television shows based on City of Heroes franchise.
Really?
That was in June 2007. In February 2008, it was announced that DeSanto had indeed begun preparations for the film. A plot summary had been released detailing that the movie itself took place during the Rictee War. I don't know that it ever really got that serious, though. I mean, I hate to say this because it's going to sound bad, but a lot of times people do that to basically keep someone else from making a movie or franchise that might compete with their own.
Right.
So I don't know how serious an effort that really was.
But I do have a caller on hold.
Hey, caller.
I shall bring them on, ladies and gentlemen, from the Cape Radio itself, the one, the only, Diamond D.
Hey, guys, what is going on?
What's happening? No, one and only.
Okay.
One and only. Cape Radio's on Diamond
D. I'm hearing bad. Is that me?
That's you.
Oh, my goodness. I'm hearing feedback. I don't know where it's coming from.
Huh.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Hmm.
I do not know. That's odd.
I don't hear it.
There. I took care of it.
Okay.
Skype didn't... usually when I call in... using Skype, it usually mutes the other one. That's weird. It did not. So.
Sometimes it does that. Yeah.
So, well, sorry I'm late, guys. I actually just woke up, and I apologize.
Look at you.
So.
Have you heard? Dee, you missed the big news.
Which one?
Well, Catwoman news this week. This week, issue 39 of her own series came out, and they finally confirmed that she is bisexual.
Well,
officially,
given the line of work that she does.
officially, you know, like they played around with it, they've hinted at it, but this was an actual full-blown, you know, make-out session with another woman to confirm everything, so.
Hot.
and for some reason, Catwoman 39 was the biggest selling issue of this month.
I don't know why. Now, in fairness, and I know, Rich, I know you follow me on Facebook. I don't know if Tony does or not. with the post that I did a couple days ago about last week's Walking Dead episode.
Did I follow that one?
All right. Now, no spoilers. I haven't seen that.
Oh, you haven't seen it yet?
Okay.
Yeah,
you haven't you haven't heard the outrage then about last week's episode then, Tony?
I heard there was some lesbian scene in it or something. A bunch of people were upset about. And I'm like, seriously? I mean, all
it
the guts and gore and violence and that's going to bother you? I mean, come on.
Well, it wasn't a lesbian scene. It was actually two guys. So.
Oh, right. You know what? I read the comic book. I know the storyline. So to me, I was like, oh, it's them. Okay.
So it's not really a spoiler there, Tony, but you were on the right path.
Yes.
Okay. Well, you know.
But in my defense, rolling back to your Catwoman comment, I'm not just saying hot because it's, you know, two girls making out. It's just that they did that. So I want to clarify. I don't want to be hypocritical like I said in my own Facebook post there. You know. So I applaud them for what they did. As much as I applauded Walking Dead for what they did. And honestly, I don't see... And it's funny because, you know, we talk about that in you know what, I'm not even going to go into this conversation. Anyway, guys, what is going on? Rich, you are bad getting me started.
I didn't do nothing. So I'm just sitting here minding my own business.
Well, okay. We do have one more issue we need to get out of the way.
Okay. Yes?
What color do you think the dress is?
Oh, good Lord.
Go ahead. Lay it on.
What color do you think it is?
I've sort of seen that, but that wasn't what I was thumbing through Facebook today when I got off of work. I'm sure you guys have already talked about it, the
mm-hmm.
passing of Leonard Nimoy.
So sad.
Very sad. I mean, honestly, I kind of froze at work when I heard the news. I knew he was sick. I remember, well, Rich, I think you were tuned in Monday night when I read the story on the air.
Yes.
So, I mean, I wasn't shocked as, you know, like, oh, my God. I mean, but still it was like, you know, it was very sad when the news rolled down and stayed that way for pretty much the remainder of the day until I laid down.
The way I put it is, I knew it was coming, but you never really expect it's going to be today, you know?
Right.
Right.
Definitely. So now, who does that leave out of the original series?
William
Shatner.
Mr. K and Walter Koenig are, and Nichelle Nichols, kind of the bridge crew that are left.
Right.
Wow. Now, interesting little thing about Nichelle, I have seen her twice at two different cons.
Oh?
About twice at two cons each, or just twice total at two cons?
Twice total being at two different cons. I've seen her once in Indianapolis at Gen Con, and then again at Lexington. And when I was at Lexington, it was so cool because they were actually escorting her somewhere. And she, I mean, when I say she was literally right behind me, she was literally like, just like, seriously, like, right. I basically just turned around and said hi. That's how close I was.
Cool. Did she say hi back?
She did.
Oh, very cool.
I know. It was great. And I didn't have to pay for that.
Cool. I remember watching Comic Book Men. She was on, and she was looking for her own action figure.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, it's like, all right, why don't you come back tomorrow? We'll do what we can. So they went all over the place. It was like $80 to get this thing, and they charged her. I'm going, wow,
no
discount? Yeah, and it's like, you're charging me for it?
Oh,
so
my Lord. No way. What season was this?
Last season. Walt is a prick sometimes. He wants to make money on anything. And I think
Kevin
said something to him, you know, when they do the podcast part. He's like, you're charging her for her own action figure? You
wow.
know, it's like it's her. You don't do that to her.
Yeah, no, exactly. No. Hell, I've got two of the bridge set crew. Remember when Playmates came out with that bridge set crew?
Oh yeah. I think I do.
Yeah,
yes,
I got two of those. One of the boxes is completely mangled, and one of them's okay. Hell, I just would have sent them to her. Here you go.
Cool. Like I was saying, the only one I have met from the crew was George Takei. Sorry.
You know what's going to be really weird is when the next generation people start dying off.
Oh, good Lord.
Yeah.
Don't push it.
I've met George Takei. I've met Walter Koenig. I met Leonard Nimoy. I've met Marina Sirtis and Denise Crosby.
Oh, wow.
Cool.
I met Louise Jameson from Doctor Who. She played Leela.
Cool.
Marina Sirtis. Go ahead.
Now, I was going to say, I was at a convention when Denise Crosby was there, but for some reason, every time I was around, she was not out she didn't hang out for the autographs, and I found out why. It seems that was it Denise Crosby? What's her name? Cordy Christian. And the blonde haired dude from The Lone Gunman. They actually do like an improv comedy group at the conventions.
Oh, wow.
Or
way cool.
Yeah, this one year they did it. And it so happens we missed it. It was the night of the talent show. And we're like, oh, we're not going to that thing. I found that, like I said, this one guy at the convention, he does interviews with all the celebrities, and he has a show on Friday nights on Stony Brook Radio, you know, because that's the college that it was at. And I heard it, and he was interviewing them, say, and this is Friday night they were being interviewed, and said, yeah, tomorrow night we're going to be where the official host and hostesses of talent show, and we're going to start off with like a 30-minute comedy thing.
Way cool.
Oh, and that, of course, I heard this the week after the convention, or I think I played it Monday night, week. I'm like, and of course I missed all this.
Oh, man.
Because I was there with a friend of mine, and it turns out I ruined a surprise that a good friend of his, he worked for FASA, the game company that did MechWarrior. He was one of the guests of honor. And they got mad at me for spoiling. I'm like, how could I not spoil it? It's on the list of media guests. He's one of the top guests. All you had to do is go to the first page. He would have found out. Because his wife was going to surprise him, saying, we're going to go tomorrow. Because she wasn't sure if he'd get tickets. And at the last second, she goes, yeah, we're going to go tonight. And it turned out that they went, and they had a good time. So I was hanging out with all of them after I went to my comic book panels for the day. And my knee was killing me all day. It turns out I sprained my knee like 2 days before the convention. I didn't realize it. That's how slow setting on it was. And so I went that Saturday, and I woke up that Sunday. I called my friends like, I cannot move, dude. My knee is shot. I cannot get up. I can't walk on it. And I took some muscle relaxants, and I think it was about 10, 11 o'clock I woke up. I took some muscle relaxants, and I swear to God, I put my head down. I thought for a second that my stepsister was knocking on the door. I'm like, what time is it? She goes, 5:45. I'm like, what? 5:45, it's time for dinner. I'm like, oh, my God, what the hell did I take? All right, I don't know if that's much pain I was in. But anyway, yeah, I missed out on that night. It would have been nice to see it, so. To see them do that.
Yeah, that would have been cool.
That would have been cool, because I heard a little bit on the radio, but you don't get the same thing. And
right.
That's the thing about some conventions. Sometimes they have so much going on that you miss out on a lot of the good stuff. I think.
Now, speaking of Marina, she was at Cincinnati Comic Expo, I want to say two years ago. And what I really like about, you know, I'm not trying to just, you know, promote my local one, but our celebs are right on the floor to the point where you don't have to wait in that, like, roller coaster queue to see them. You know, they're right there. I mean, you walk right up to them. You know what I mean? I mean, yeah, lines do form, like last year around, like, Henry Winkler, he was there. But what was cool about him is he was actually out from behind his booth. I mean, I've been to cons where William Shatner was. I mean, there was like a queue, you know, one of those, like, the best way I describe it is like the roller coaster queue. but, you know, Troy, you just walked right up, and I did not meet her. I was with my son, and it was funny because I looked at him. I said, hey, Bucko. I was like, you know who that is? He's like, no. It's like, that's Counselor Troy. He's like, no way. He looked at her. I was like, you want to go up and say hi? He's like, I'm nervous, Dad. I'm like, it's okay, Bucko. So we didn't, but I thought that was pretty cool.
I just found the thing I was talking about. They actually have a webpage for their improv thing they do.
Well, that's pretty cool.
So I just posted in the chat. I did not know about it.
So, hey, are you going to drive down to Boston next weekend?
Who?
You or anybody. I don't care.
For what's in Boston?
That would be Boston. PAX East.
Oh, my God.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Rich.
No, I was going to say, you know why I can't go? I'm getting a shot next Friday. I'm going to be out of it all weekend.
Well, I am not getting shot next weekend, and I am still not going to go.
I would love to go, because Belle Cher is supposed to be there.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
You know why? Because I had a convention scene set on comic book only and not upcoming. Let me see what I can find here.
Now this weekend is Conuga.
Yes, hold on. Oh, but you know what? We have, if you have Twitch TV or Twitch.tv, if they're doing it again this year, PAX East should have their panels on Twitch.tv.
That's cool.
We're going to look into that.
I'm looking into it right now. Let me see. I'm typing it right now as we speak. Trying to see. Okay, and it's sold out. So even if I wanted to go right now, I could not go.
Yeah, the badges
sold out
quite a while back.
Sold out, yeah, oh yeah. Oh, and news. Remember, I think last week we were looking up about San Diego Comic-Con, and I said I don't see anything about tickets yet. It turns out that Tuesday tickets went on sale. They were sold out in less than an hour. It was like record-breaking speed this time.
Wow.
So
I can't help but wonder, and that's for what? Comic-Con?
That was San Diego Comic-Con, yes.
Yeah, I can't help but wonder if, like, a bunch of that is scalpers buying tickets.
I think it is, sadly. I really think it is.
That's a shame, man. I mean, on the one hand, I'm kind of glad that, you know, pop culture has sort of embraced geekiness to the extent it has. I mean, we've got some great TV shows and movies and writers, and, you know, it sure is a lot better not being picked on than it was being picked on. But at the same time, it's like, now that all this stuff is mainstream and millions of people go to Comic-Con and everything, it's like, man, it's a shame because, you know, it used to be our own little, you know, our own little universe, you know? And you could do stuff like go see George Takei at a little local convention and get his autograph. You know, he wouldn't charge you for it. You wouldn't have to stand in line that long. You could, you know, getting in to see him was not a big deal. You know, you just walk in the convention room and there he is, and you can sit there and listen to him speak or go down to the dealer room or whatever. And now it's like you got to plan everything out, and you got to spend, you know, $1,000, you got to get a hotel room, and you got to deal with scalpers, and, you know, you got to pay to get autographs, you got to stand in line for 3 hours. It's like, man.
Okay, guys, I am posting this in the chat. I just found the schedule. PAX East is going to have 3 Twitch TV channels going.
Sweet.
The first will be Friday at 10:30 a.m. It says TBD, to be determined, story time with Dan Connors. And there's a full slate there. Saturday an all-day thing, Sunday an all-day thing. The last event on Sunday will be something called Omegathon Final Round. Then you're going to have the official PAX. I'm sorry, that's the first one was the official PAX East Main Theater stream. The next will be the official PAX East Albatross Theater stream, which will be twitch.tv/PAX2. The first one is just /PAX, P-A-X. So this one will be /PX2. It will start at 10:30 a.m. Friday with a Blizzard preview of Hearthstone, Overwatch, and Heroes of the Storm. And we'll go all the way through Sunday, and the last thing will be 4:30 p.m. Sunday on that channel called Dropped Frames, Inside the Minds of Full-Time Streamers. And then you can have something just on the main Twitch.tv Twitch channel called Twitch Booth Stream, where I guess they're going to go around to different booths throughout the weekend.
Cool.
And then at 5:45, they're going to have an event wrap-up. I don't know if that means they're just going to say goodbye or they're just going to talk about everything. I'm just trying to see the time. Yeah, Sunday it looks like everything ends. Yeah, Saturday it looks like the longest day with things happening. The last thing is going to be like 10:30. Friday things are going to go on 9 o'clock that night, 8:30. I gave the link in the chat. 8:30 p.m. Friday night, musical presentation by SGB, Triforce Quartet, and Paul and Storm.
That's cool.
I like Paul and Storm. They're very funny.
I think they've been on Tabletop, and I think they did. Yes. Aren't they the ones that did that episode of Written by a Kid, Goth Boy?
Yes, I think so. And if I remember their tabletop, they had so many musical references. They had a musical reference counter going.
I think I watched. Aren't they the? What's the name of their little video show they do on YouTube?
Oh, I didn't know they had a video show on YouTube. Actually.
Oh, you know what? I'm thinking of the wrong guys. I'm thinking of Rhett and Link. Paul and Storm are the musical. Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Never mind.
Oh. Wait a minute.
Ignore everything
now.
I've said for like the past 3 minutes.
All right, 10:30 a.m. Sunday on the main. No, not the main one. PAX 2. They're going to have something called More Video Game Wrestling Nonsense at PAX Mania. So I don't know what that's going to be about, but I'll have to check that out. Since this is all game, it might be WWE 2K15.
Just and when is that?
That is that one itself is 10:30 a.m. next Sunday.
No. It's 10:30 a.m. Sunday.
Oh, sorry. 10:30 a.m. Sunday. PAX Mania. Video game wrestling nonsense. PAX East. Be there.
Man, I left that so open for you.
I didn't know. Oh, I'm sorry. I was trying to reach the. I'm sorry. I didn't know where you were going with that.
I know. I'm just messing with you.
I'm so silly. Well, that's cool. I'll have to save that pit channel now.
Well, that's cool. Well, yeah, that'll give us, not next week, but week after next. You know, that'll give us fodder for the show.
Yes. And now we can, well, I like when I could, when they do stuff like this. Because, you know, obviously we can't get there now. I mean, they've been sold out. You know, and you could just sit there and sit back and just watch stuff.
I gotta find some meet and greets or something that people are doing, you know? When was the last time we had a City of Heroes meet and greet?
Yeah. I was a little disappointed with the New York Comic Con coverage they did on Twitch. They had two stations going, and it just seemed, for some reason, there were parts where we were in the chat room. I'm going, good Lord. For an hour, they had nothing going on either one. And I'm going, this is ridiculous. You have, like, look at PAX East. They have three channels going. I mean, you have two channels going, just two channels alone for New York Comic Con. But then I found out Marvel and DC, they had their own YouTube channels going.
Wow.
So, and they were going constantly. So I think, you should have had four channels.
Well, I do like the fact that they stream a lot of that stuff now. That's kind of cool. Hey, we've got like a couple of guests in the channel now.
Oh, do we?
We do.
Hold on. Hi, guests. Welcome to the show. But I did want to say this, though, about New York Comic Con with their streams, and just because when they start doing this and they're going to show like a clip or something, they don't, or Twitch TV does not have the rights to broadcast the clips. So what will happen is, like what happened with us, they were showing like a 30-minute clip. You got the New York Comic Con logo and their techno music playing for half an hour.
Oh, good grief.
Because they weren't allowed to show it. And obviously, yeah, and because they didn't have the rights to it. So obviously we just had to sit there and go, Wonderful.
I hate all the stupid copyright crap, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not like, we need to do away with copyright completely. But I do think that there needs to be some common sense, you know?
Oh,
that,
well, I know what I want to ask you about. The net neutrality thing this week.
Holy cow, can you believe that passed? Oh, thank God. Oh, my gosh, man. I was really kind of nervous about that. I called my representatives and senators and representative. So, for those of you who don't know what he's talking about, the FCC voted on Thursday. Was it yesterday? I think it was yesterday, wasn't it? They voted 3-2 to pass net neutrality. There's actually two parts of that. One is the net neutrality thing. They voted to consider broadband service as a common carrier service under Title II of the Communications Act. So that involves net neutrality. The other thing it involves is they reversed a bunch of state decisions because states were trying to crack down on municipal broadband providing, service to compete with the commercial providers like Verizon and AT&T. places like Chattanooga, they got sick of waiting for AT&T to bring them high-speed connectivity, so they're like, okay, you know what, we're going to build it out ourselves and, you know, offer it to people, and, you know, if AT&T wants to build it out too, that's fine, you know. And AT&T and some of the service providers have been suing municipalities to keep that from happening, and the FCC has basically come along and said, nope, you know, that's okay, we're on board with that. If municipalities want to build out broadband service, then, you know, more power to them. So it was just good all around. I'm really, really excited about that. And, of course, the next thing that's going to happen is the broadband service providers like Comcast and AT&T and Verizon, they're already preparing the lawsuits to sue and keep the FCC from exerting that power. But as it stands right now, yes, net neutrality is codified in the policy that governs broadband service.
Cool. So a joyous day indeed.
Joyous day. And like everybody is for this except the major, you know, service providers.
Yes. And I did hear that some politicians have already put in to fight the vote.
Yeah. So you'll definitely know who's being paid off by, you know, mm-hmm. AT&T and Comcast.
Yep.
So, but, you know, I think most politicians understand that, you know, this is seriously a very important consumer rights issue that I'm really, really glad that they did the right thing. And the thing that's surprising, Tom Wheeler, the guy who's the head of the FCC right now,
right.
You know what he did before he was the head of the FCC?
He worked for AT&T.
He was the chief lobbyist of the, what is it, Cable Industry something of America, CITA, whatever that is.
Oh, are you kidding me?
No. I can't remember what it stands for. I think it's CITA. But it's the lobbying arm of the cable industry. So, I mean, the thing that was really kind of surprising about this, he basically just stuck his thumb in the eye of his former employers. And so, I mean, you know, normally, and there were a lot of people who were kind of mad over the whole appointment of Tom Wheeler, since he was the guy who was, you know, over the lobbying arm of the cable industry. A lot of people were mad, saying, you know, there's no way this guy could possibly make objective decisions, you know.
Right.
And so often is the case that, you know, these people come out of the lobbying and into government and vice versa, and you can tell that they're still beholden to the interests that served them. But in this case, he went 180 degrees opposite of the industry he was the lobby for and actually did something in the interest of consumers. So good job, Tom Wheeler. Kudos. And you know what? I'm going to give you a slow clap for defying your former corporate overlord. So,
I will do one better. Ready?
Go for it.
Okay. There's only 7 seconds. I'm sorry.
I know. And then it fades out like all of a sudden. It's like the Monty Python, and there was much rejoicing. Yay.
Yes. Wait a minute. Wait. Do I have that on here? Go ahead. Say it again.
And there was much rejoicing.
Yay!
There you go. So, anyway, we're down to 2 minutes. I did want to put one more pitch in because this is the last week, the last chance you're going to have to
mm-hmm.
support the Kickstarter for Massively Overpowered.
Yeah. With 7 days to go of the 50,000 goal, they are at 68,780.
Yes. And so they are funded. That's the good news. They are funded. They've got the site already up and running. Let me put the thing in here. But they're really trying to make their $75,000 stretch goal so that they can send people to the conventions. And also they're going to have hopefully a weekly comic in on their site as well.
That'll be awesome.
So there's the link. If you have a few bucks, go throw it at them and try to get them up to that 75 grand stretch goal. So.
It's in your hands, people. Power is in your hands, people. 90 seconds left. And again, what I did tonight was all the links that we shared in the chat. If you go to the Save CUH Radio page, under the link for the show in the comments, I posted all the links from this week.
All right.
So you go there, just look them up. I can't go, oh, I closed that. Why didn't I save that? I could go. Even I could go back and look at them and go, uh-huh. Even this thing that Steve just posted in the chat about the Chicago Tribune. I used to work for Verizon, so reading this, I just laughed because I hate them now. Verizon issued a statement in Morse code to protest net neutrality ruling. And seriously, the entire thing is in Morse code. And then there's a translation at the bottom. Yes, there's a translation at the bottom. I don't have time to read it now. And it's Verizon, so I don't really care. But with that, I want to say thank you, Diamond D, for calling in. Thank you, Steve, and everybody else for being in the chat tonight. And all you people, I know you go back and listen to the show afterwards. I appreciate that. The archive listens are way up there.
We love you.
And tune in. You get useful information from us. Some gems, some nuggets of good, wholesome truth and entertainment. And besides, isn't that better than worrying about a color of a dress and hearing about llamas running free on the streets? So with that, everybody, have a great week. Remember, next week we are going to be on Thursday night, 8:30 to 10, instead of Friday night. This will be our pre-PAX East special edition, Thursday night. See how it all ties together? With that, have a great weekend, everybody. Don't stop fighting the good fight. Keep on believing. We'll see you all next week. And with that, say goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight.
Goodnight, everybody. Okay, we're in the after party.
Yay! After party.
Tony, real quick.
Oops, sorry, I hit the
button. That's okay. Rolling back to what you said about a meet and greet, I put it in the chat there. Statesman was seen at the Cleveland Wizard World last week. I know Rich and I, we had talked about that on last week's show. And then Saturday, the picture started rolling out. There was a Statesman up at the con last week.
I was just looking at that. That is excellent. That is very cool. What a damn good job too. Look at that.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
So I thought that was really cool. And that was 7 hours from me. I could have made that trip. Oh my god, I wanted to go.
Don't kick yourself.
Like Chattanooga this weekend. That's only 5 hours, which is weird.
Are you going?
No, I can't. I'm working, and honestly, I already told Soft Lips that I wasn't going to be able to attend this weekend. But I thought that was pretty cool. And then if you look there's a couple people with the City of Heroes shirts, the Blaster and
the Blaster and the Defender.
Yep, got their picture with Statesman. So
that's cool.
That is, you know, guys, why don't we somehow, and I mean, I'm throwing this out here, take Tony's idea, and do you think that it would be possible for us to get something going like that, like a little meet and greet?
I think so, but wait, I'm in New York, Tony's in Atlanta.
I'm in the middle ground, I'm in Cincinnati.
Right. And Susie's been busy the last couple of weeks. She said she's hoping by the springtime. She's trying to close on a house. Things didn't go through. They're trying to move, and things fell apart again. The last four times they were supposed to go close, things fell apart. Not on their end, on the other people's end. Things just fell apart at the last second.
Right.
And so right now, and they're supposed to be out of their house soon. That's not cool. And that, you know, they're getting screwed over. And they're still coaching and teaching soccer nighttime. So.
Wow.
You drink.
Hello,
so
it's girl.
Yeah.
Damn.
I love her.
She better not fly.
She's one of my favorite characters.
She better not fly too low to the ground. Okay, that poison ivy, she must have changed after she got there. Or she must have had a trench coat on before she got there.
That looks like the dude from Shaun of the Dead has a tattoo on his a Statesman logo tattoo. That's funny.
Where is
What's his name? Simon Pegg or something like
Simon
that?
Simon Pegg, yes.
I mean, it's not him, but it looks like him.
When is that? I'm going backwards.
It's about, yeah, I'm going backwards.
Oh, I see him. Yeah, yeah, I
halfway.
See him. Yeah. Very cool. I saw
good
that.
Times.
Very cool. That's a tall Harley
Quinn.
I went
to a meet and greet up at a meteor greet in Maryland, I guess. Gosh, man, that's been coming up on 2 years ago, I guess. That was a lot of fun.
Well,
we should meet up at a convention somewhere. I probably can't do San Diego Comic-Con because that would just be too expensive. But
well, God, Hyperstrike from Spheros.
Yeah.
He usually has to let me greet Origins. That's in Columbus. And that's in the end, usually at the end of June.
Well, you're breaking up badly.
Oh,
yeah. I think I got the gist of what you said, though. Hyperstrike, Columbus, end of June.
Are we there? Can you hear me better now? Hello?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, hello.
Okay. Yes, Hyperstrike, he usually has a little meet and greet at Origins, which is a tabletop RPG convention at the end of June. I've been up to that one now a few times. That's in
and
fact
where,
that's where.
And where is that?
Columbus, Ohio.
We should plan
Columbus,
a meet.
We should.
But where?
Well, I mean, does he do it? Does he have a meet and greet?
He has. I don't know if he's still doing it or not. I can get a hold of him and see.
I'll reach out to him because that would be a lot of fun. Because I am kind of itching to go somewhere and that I would like to meet and I would like to greet also. So yeah, I'll reach out to him, see if he's planning on doing anything this year. Maybe we can all get together and I don't know. At least have dinner and play skee ball or something. I don't know. We'll figure something out. If it's at Origins, then, you know, we can play tabletop games for crying out loud.
Yeah.
There we go. Well, now, you know, at what is it? When is she planning this? August is going to be CapeCon 2015.
And where is that going to be?
Where is that?
Portland, Oregon.
Oh,
my God, man. I don't know if I can make it
all
outside
the country.
They talked last year what they plan on doing for CapeCon because as you know Shecky he held it for X amount of years, and then last year we had it in San Antonio, Texas, and they talked about having it hosted at different locations going forward. So this year One Hit Wonder is going to be hosting, which she is actually in the New England area, but she's going to be having it in Portland, Oregon.
So if you're in the Portland, Oregon area and you want to get together, there you go.
Yeah. I know Posty's out there.
I have some
problems. I'll reach out to Hyperstrike. We'll get something together. I want to go to this now. You've got me wanting to go to Columbus, Ohio.
All right. That's going to be fun.
Where is Columbus, Ohio? Is it,
oh,
it,
there,
it's down
a
in
picture.
The southern part of the state, isn't it? Or is
no,
it,
it's
gonna say,
smack dab
there,
in the middle.
Oh, it is smack dab in the middle.
Did you notice Statesman had a picture with Spock?
With who?
Spock.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I saw that,
there's
yeah.
That's a very good likeness of him. That's very cool.
Awesome. Well, guys, I think I'm gonna call it a night. I'm gonna go in here and check on Belle, make sure everything's okay, hand wise.
Okay. I'm gonna get going too here. Sorry, I just got.
I guess that leaves me out too. So
I'm sorry.
Good
D.
talking to you guys.
Yeah, it's very good talking to you. And you know, I'm glad you got some sleep because I need some sleep. I've had a long week, a lot of appointments this week, and it's weird. I'm come home dead tired, and I just. So tomorrow I have nothing planned. I'm going to try and sleep in tomorrow.
All right.
Because I am not a morning person, and I had to get up to get my car inspected at 8 a.m. this morning.
Ugh. Yuck.
Ugh.
Fun. Well, Tony, keep us surprised of if you get a hold of Hyperstrike. Let's make this happen. I too am excited about this.
Yeah. Okay. Will do.
Okay.
Awesome.
So, folks, there could possibly be a meet and greet planned by Tony V in the future. And stay tuned to future episodes of Save Sea Orcs Radio to find out. And don't forget next week, Thursday night, 8:30 to 10. So we're just on 24 hours earlier, or the next, or the day before earlier. But don't worry, we're going to get you guys caught up on all the upcoming PAX East information for next week's big convention. Switch TV will have a lot of stuff, but that'll be the day after. Now I'm just rambling on for no reason. Sorry about that.
Good night, guys.
So with that, we're out of here. Have a great weekend, everybody. Try, if you're in the Northeast, stay warm, or some parts of the country are still getting snow. Stay warm, stay out of the snow, and behave yourselves. And with that, Tony, we are out of here. Say goodnight.
Good night.
Good night, everybody. See you next time.